Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers. You have 2 minutes to look at the task below.
Hello, Robert. Bit late, aren't you, dear? I thought council meetings always finished at 7.
Sorry, Julie. Not this one. It was terribly important. I've got news for you both, especially for you, Tom. Listen, there are going to be more than 1,000 new jobs in the area, so you'll be able to get a job and move out to a place of your own again, at last.
Oh, you love having me here so much, don't you, Dad? Well, what's this news?
The town council have agreed to allow hydraulic fracturing in the area to get at the natural gas.
What? Are you nuts? Fracking? And here of all places? No way.
Hold on, you two. Before you come to blows, for goodness sake, someone tell me what this, flacking is.
Fracking, Mum. F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G. That's the common name for hydraulic fracturing. In other words, breaking rock with liquid. It's an extremely controversial and hazardous way of extracting gas from deep down. I've been listening to debates about it on the radio recently. Very contradictory views from some experts too, there were. Not just from members of the public.
Don't be ridiculous, Tom. We had an expert to advise us and he said it's perfectly safe. Been going on in the US for 50 years. You pump water at high pressure down a drill hole to fracture the rock and release the gas, that's all.
Oh no, it's not all. It's not just water they use, but water mixed with chemicals and minerals, and some of them, such as uranium, can seep out and cause all sorts of very nasty illnesses.
You mean those substances might end up contaminating our drinking water? Is that true, Robert?
Well, yes, Julie, they do add substances, but Mr. O'Sullivan, the expert, assured us they're harmless and a leak is highly unlikely.
Hang on, Robert. Was this Mr. O'Sullivan connected with the company that's going to do the, fracking?
Oh, dear. Actually, I don't know. The mayor chose him. I just supposed he was independent.
Hold on. Didn't I read something in the paper last week about earthquakes in Holland and houses collapsing? And they thought gas extraction caused it.
Right, Mum. Remember Lancashire, here in UK, in 2011, that mini earthquake? Fortunately, there was no damage there. But it shows what this process can trigger.
Oh dear, nobody mentioned earthquakes. But surely if they're just tremors, the houses are solid enough in this area, no high risk or anything, and there aren't many inhabitants anyway. It's a protected area after all.
Exactly. A nature conservation area. Here, of all places, the town council has okayed a project that might poison the water and cause earth tremors. I can't believe it. What about the mess the drilling'll make? Plus, they'll have to think about new roads for the lorries and...
Oh, do stop being so negative, Julie. Think of the benefits. The gas bills will go right down. This country needs natural gas. And think of all those jobless 20-somethings like Tom, forced to live at home with his parents.
Well, I can't put my problems before the health of the community. I'm going to organise a protest and get my mates to join in. OK, we do need energy, but let's go for something clean and safe. Sustainable's the buzzword nowadays.
Well, yes, certainly something's got to be done, Tom. But why don't you and your friends do some serious research and write a report instead? You know, a really objective one without any emotional stuff. Then present this to the mayor and ask him to call a public meeting.
Right as usual. Good idea, Mum. What do you say, Dad?
Oh, go ahead, Tom. We'll never see eye to eye on the subject, but I suppose everyone has a right to follow their own conscience. But do me a favour and try to keep your name out of it. I'm on the council, remember?
No way, Dad. My name'll be there, okay?
Hello, Robert. Bit late, aren't you, dear? I thought council meetings always finished at 7.
Sorry, Julie. Not this one. It was terribly important. I've got news for you both, especially for you, Tom. Listen, there are going to be more than 1,000 new jobs in the area, so you'll be able to get a job and move out to a place of your own again, at last.
Oh, you love having me here so much, don't you, Dad? Well, what's this news?
The town council have agreed to allow hydraulic fracturing in the area to get at the natural gas.
What? Are you nuts? Fracking? And here, of all places? No way!
Hold on, you two. Before you come to blows, for goodness sake, someone tell me what this, flacking is.
Fracking, Mum. F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G. That's the common name for hydraulic fracturing. In other words, breaking rock with liquid. It's an extremely controversial and hazardous way of extracting gas from deep down. I've been listening to debates about it on the radio recently. Very contradictory views from some experts too, there were. Not just from members of the public.
Don't be ridiculous, Tom. We had an expert to advise us, and he said it's perfectly safe. Been going on in the US for 50 years. You pump water at high pressure down a drill hole to fracture the rock and release the gas, that's all.
Oh no, it's not all. It's not just water they use, but water mixed with chemicals and minerals, and some of them, such as uranium, can seep out and cause all sorts of very nasty illnesses.
You mean those substances might end up contaminating our drinking water? Is that true, Robert?
Well, yes, Julie, they do add substances, but Mr. O'Sullivan, the expert, assured us they're harmless and a leak is highly unlikely.
Hang on, Robert. Was this... Mr. O'Sullivan connected with the company that's going to do the, fracking?
Oh dear. Actually, I don't know. The mayor chose him. I just supposed he was independent.
Hold on. Didn't I read something in the paper last week about earthquakes in Holland and houses collapsing? And they thought gas extraction caused it.
Right, Mum. Remember Lancashire, here in UK, in 2011... That mini earthquake? Fortunately, there was no damage there. But it shows what this process can trigger.
Oh dear, nobody mentioned earthquakes. But surely if they're just tremors, the houses are solid enough in this area, no high risk or anything, and there aren't many inhabitants anyway. It's a protected area after all.
Exactly. A nature conservation area. Here, of all places, the town council has okayed a project that might poison the water and cause earth tremors. I can't believe it. What about the mess the drilling'll make? Plus, they'll have to think about new roads for the lorries and...
Oh, do stop being so negative, Julie. Think of the benefits. The gas bills will go right down. This country needs natural gas. And think of all those jobless 20-somethings like Tom, forced to live at home with his parents.
Well, I can't put my problems before the health of the community. I'm going to organise a protest and get my mates to join in. OK, we do need energy, but let's go for something clean and safe. Sustainable's the buzzword nowadays.
Well, yes, certainly something's got to be done, Tom. But why don't you and your friends do some serious research and write a report instead? You know, a really objective one without any emotional stuff. Then present this to the mayor and ask him to call a public meeting.
Right as usual. Good idea, Mum. What do you say, Dad?
Oh, go ahead, Tom. We'll never see eye to eye on the subject, but I suppose everyone has a right to follow their own conscience. But do me a favour and try to keep your name out of it. I'm on the council, remember?
No way, Dad. My name'll be there, okay?
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 40 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.